Talking golf now, the Victorian Open for both the men's and the women's commences tomorrow down there. And Rebecca Artis is joining us on BSB Extra. Rebecca, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Very well indeed. And you're on the golf course and playing right now. So this is a privilege for us.
Oh, not a problem at all. No worries. We're just out in the Pro-Am first thing this morning. So early start, but it's a lovely morning.
Well, they tell us it's warming up down there. So you're out early to try and miss that a little bit, eh?
Yeah, it's predicted to get a little bit warm today, but and the wind's supposed to get out up this afternoon, so hopefully we can get done before the wind gets too strong.
Rebecca, we wanted to grab you this morning because you're a New South Wales girl. You come from that little nice town of Coonabarabran.
Yeah, I surely do. Almost a lot of my family is still back there as well, so I always try and get home, you know, once a year at the minimum, so it's always nice to go home.
Right, now you're currently playing the Creek course. Now, this is it's a funny setup here, 13th Beach. It actually has two courses, the Beach course and the Creek course. You're playing the Creek course, which would be the younger of the two courses, wouldn't it?
Yeah, the Creek course is probably, compared to the Beach, it's a little bit wider, a little bit more exposed. It's probably slightly easier, the two golf courses, but they're two great golf courses down here.
Was this a Nick Faldo design, 13th Beach?
Oh, you're testing me now. I couldn't answer that one, sorry.
Oh, I think I played there about 10 years ago, not long after it was open, and they only had the one course open then, which was the Beach course. But last week you're on the Gold Coast, a disappointing tournament for you. You started with an 80, you failed to make the cut, but you went quite well in this tournament last year.
Yeah, disappointing week for me last year. I'd played a couple of the ALPG Pro-Am leading into, last week's tournament, and it didn't quite go to plan, but I always look forward to coming back down here to the Vic Open. It's a fabulous concept having both the men and women here. It's a great atmosphere and it's a fantastic event.
You probably, last year, you wanted it five rounds. I think your fourth round was your best round, three under to finish there. But I just had a look at your individual scores. You had a little bit of trouble with the first few holes there. Nearly every day, you sort of bogeyed two of the first three or four holes. You're traditionally a slow starter, or was it just something that happened?
No, it's probably just something that happened, especially if it was on the beach course, and depending on the wind direction. If we're playing the first into the wind, it can play as a long par 4 for the women. And then we get to the second, which is a par 5, and it then tends to play straight off the left. So, you know, there's a couple of tricky little holes around the beach course especially, but it's a fantastic layout.
Right. We're talking with Rebecca Artis here on BSB Extra. You've travelled the world, Rebecca. You're starting off, you're relatively young. You've only played, I think, about 7 or 8 seasons, but you enjoy travelling the world and playing on that circuit?
Yeah, absolutely. I've been in Europe for the last 8 years, so I've had 8 years out on tour. Yeah, like you said, we've travelled the world. I travel full-time with my husband. He also caddies for me, so that's interesting at times, but you know, we get to see a lot of the world and, you know, what a great lifestyle, really.
There won't be any blowing up, surely, between husband and wife when he selects the wrong stick for you.
Of course not.
You can imagine that, Glenn. You'd be all right.
Yeah.
Glenn,
as I said,
it can get quite interesting.
my wife wouldn't caddy for me, I can guarantee you that. I just have a look on the ALPG site here, and amazingly, away from golf, you enjoy shopping.
Yeah, I'm a shopaholic, absolutely. I put a bit of money on the credit card at the new Pacific Fair at home on the Gold Coast now, so I have to have a good week to pay it off.
I think part of that money on the credit card would be for a tracking device to be able to get round and get out of Pacific Fair.
Don't worry, my husband's a bit of a punter too, so he gives it a bit of a workout.
Oh, that's all right then.
Well, that's all right. If he's a punter, that's okay. We're with him. Hey, good luck. I hope it's a terrific week down there playing the Victorian Women's Open. We'll follow you. There'll be plenty of listeners out on your hometown, Coonabarabran, listening to us in our network this morning. Good luck, Rebecca.
Thanks very much. Thanks for having me, guys.
Good on you. Rebecca Artis joining us there, playing down in Victoria, the Victorian Women's Open.